Welcome to RSN's Race Day.
Ready? Gates crash back in racing.
For the first hour, it's the first word. Here's Gareth Hall.
Yes, this is RSN's Race Day on this Saturday, the 14th of May. Good morning to you listening on your local RSN 927 dial throughout Victoria. And hello to you wherever you may be listening on the RSN 927 app, our sister channels right across the country, and also on our website at rsn.net.au. Well, what a day of racing right across the country. Flemington Eagle Farm, Scone and Morfordville. Up there in Queensland, well, the big guns ahead of the Doomben 10,000 from a local's perspective probably were 100 to 1 at the start of the week in Rothfire and Isotope, with another big wet in southeast Queensland. But since that meeting has been transferred to Eagle Farm, which of course is Australia's best wet weather track, those locals get their chance for Group 1 glory in their own backyard. But it's a terrific field. We've got Kemantari engaged, Count De Rupi, who was excellent last start, Shelby 66, the new people's horse, and of course the favourite Marsu, who's become a different horse since being gelded and of course is unbeaten this preparation. Victoria will be represented by Generation for Kira Maher and David Eustace, with Jamie Carr taking the right. In Adelaide, well, when you look at a derby field these days, you probably don't need to do too much form. All you need to do is back Johnny Allen. Today he'll be looking for his 12th three-year-old classic and his fifth South Australian derby when he rides the undefeated Detonator Jack. Also for Kira Maher and David Eustace, it's a terrific meeting at Scone. It's just good to see their Saturday meeting back. And at Flemington, well, there's no such thing these days as off-season racing. We start the Winter Championship heats, and of course the feature is the Andrew Ramsden. If you win this race, it's a golden ticket into our greatest race, the Melbourne Cup. And there's so many terrific stories in this year's Andrew Ramsden, but my favourite is Regina, the horse owned and trained by Noel Watson, based in Swan Hill. Noel had won a Metropolitan race as a trainer before Regina won a couple of months ago there at Moonee Valley. This horse was competing in a Kerrang 58 only less than a year ago, and now he finds himself in an Andrew Ramsden at Flemington. And Noel won't be here today. He's calling his local football in Swan Hill, but they will be cheering in the Central Murray. And there was a beautiful story on Noel Watson and Regina on the VRC website, and I highly recommend you go and watch that. And my favourite quote from that is, as Noel quotes himself, "Do we dream? Of course we do." And I guess he gets his chance, hopefully, to be trying to get into the greatest race, the Melbourne Cup, this afternoon. Hello, I'm Gareth Hall, and welcome to RSN Saturday Race Day here on RSN 927.
Starting your day at the races, Gareth Hall and RSN 927's Race Day.
Big morning as always. We'll be catching up with a host of trainers for the first word, then the Melbourne Form Panel just after 8, and then it's a really busy interstate hour from 9 to 10, and then the Race Day Mornings team. Alive from the Bells Hotel in South Melbourne, Michael Felgate, Dan Malecki, Matty Stewart will be there this morning. But let's get a track update there at Flemington. Liam O'Keefe joins us now. Good morning to you, Liam.
Morning, Gareth.
How's things, mate? Did you recover from Warrnambool better than I?
Yeah, no, I've recovered well, actually. Didn't get crook like everyone else seemed to, so all systems go for this week.
Always great to be back at headquarters. What are we expecting today with the track and the weather?
We're on a good fall this morning. We've had a little bit of rain for the last couple of days, but hasn't amounted enough to put sufficient give in the track, so we've also applied 3 millimetres of irrigation yesterday afternoon. So we're on a good four, rails in a 2 metre position. Going stick overall is 9.3. The inside of the straight is 9.4. The outside is 9.3. The shear is 11.4. We've received 1 millimetre of rainfall the last 24 hours. That's a total of 4.8 for the week. And we've applied 3 millimetres of irrigation yesterday afternoon. And the moisture content in the track is 37.3%.
What are you expecting weather-wise?
There is showers on the radar, but the forecast is for just a chance of a shower, but less than a millimetre. So a bit of a wait and see, but fingers crossed. It's been quite mild this morning, although overcast, yes. So hopefully we can dodge those during the day.
All right, then wind conditions?
Wind is a 20-kilometre northerly, so probably around the speed where it can have a little bit of an impact. So 20-kilometre north wind is it's basically a headwind around the home turn and then a cross tailwind in the home straight. So you may see jockeys looking for a little bit of cover during the day and then sprinting home with that tailwind.
Okay, download the VRC app to keep a close eye on those wind conditions. And what about down the straight? Do you think, will they be going to the centre or is it just a wait and see?
Yeah, a bit of a wait and see, but I think the two-year-olds might just roll down to the inside to get a guide up the, with the running rail, and then for the other two straight races, probably that middle to outside part of the course, that's where they tend to go. So with a barrier set up in the middle, a nice straight line with a tailwind, it'd be a good recipe.
What's your special?
I like Through Irish Eyes in the Andrew Ramsden to get the golden ticket straight into the 2022 Lexus Melbourne Cup. So, yeah, a bit of a whisper around to Through Irish Eyes for Mara and Eustace.
Love it. Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Liam O'Keefe there. Anthony Pelly joins us for an update for the Echuca meeting. This is our second meeting in Victoria. Hello to you, Anthony.
Morning, Gareth.
What are we expecting today, mate? We're on a heavy track, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So, had 10 mil of irrigation, rainfall on sort of Thursday, and that sort of stopped yesterday morning. So, come up with a heavy 8 this morning, penetrometer's 5.78. That being said, it is heavy 8, but it's not a bottomless heavy, if that makes sense.
Yeah. What conditions are you expecting today, weather-wise?
Just listening to Liam, very similar. So, yeah overcast and a slight chance. Same thing. Less than a mil they're predicting, though, but there is a couple of little small bits on the radar at the minute. So fingers crossed we miss that and, get a little bit of wind and dry the top out, and it shouldn't be too bad.
Good on you, Anthony. Good luck.
Cheers, sir.
There's Anthony Pelly there with an update there at Echuca, and it's another Group 1 day in Adelaide at Morphettville. Craig Hall joins us. G'day, Craig. Thanks for your time.
Good morning.
What's your track conditions there today?
We're on both tracks again this week. Six racing on the main, and we're on a soft 5 with a penalty of 5.7. And the parks for those three races are just in the good 4 range now with a penalty of 5.49.
Okay, and your weather conditions today?
It's overcast at the moment. They may be expecting maybe a mil, but that won't affect us too much. And then we're going for a top of 21.
All right, then. And the wind conditions there?
They're meant to be 25 to 30 kilometre hour winds this morning and then turning, just dropping this afternoon down to 15. So, not too bad.
Every horse should get their opportunity, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Good on you, Craig. Thanks for that.
No worries. Thank you.
There's Craig Hall with an update there at Morphettville for their Group 1 day, highlighted by the South Australian Derby. Natalie Young joins us now to kick off the first word. Good morning to you, Nat.
Morning.
What can you tell us about Gold Bucket? It was impressive there the other day.
Yeah, it was. Well, you know, he went to Terang and first up the prep and ran third behind Palhound, and he went on to win at Sandown. Yep. So it was a pretty good form race from there. And he just there jumped and skipped away. He's just that natural, you know, little speed horse. So, he got the job done at Cranbourne, and he's been bouncing around ever since. Obviously, it's his first time up the straight, and, generally we find with our horses that don't do the trial up it, they generally take one run, and then they're a bit more switched on that second time round. But, I can't fault him after that last win. He's been, been going great in the stable and worked out really nicely. So it'll just be a matter of whether he handles that up the straight and, doesn't let down. Sometimes they're sort of looking for that corner, these young horses, before they really extend. So, he's going into it really good.
Has he always showed you the promise that he's a horse that could definitely win in town?
Yeah, I think so. We stepped him up to Caulfield first time after he'd won a couple of jump outs, his first ever preparation. He actually ran second behind Glint of Hope on a trial one day, so we thought he must be okay because we sort of had quite good raps on her. So, he's just always been that sort of naturally sort of 1,000, 1,200-metre horse. So, this is, a little purchase, I think, at a June sale. I think we paid 16,000 or 17,000 for him. So, he's got a good little ownership in him and a few friends are in him. So, I think we're looking forward to having a runner at Flemington today. But, he should go a nice race. Obviously, he's got to beat Friedman's Duel, that's his favourite. But he should be thereabouts.
What about in the fillies race? You've got Commands the Field. She's back in trip, but boy, she's consistent.
Yeah. Oh, it was a bit of a hard watch last start, I thought. I just thought she'd probably just come out. She jumped okay, but he just probably let her drift just slightly a little bit too far back. But, God, she last 600 was awesome. She's only beaten half a length, and she made up some super ground. And, she's the favourite. She looks it. I think she's quite well placed here. And she has actually had that run up the straight before last prep, so straight actually doesn't worry me with her. Hewitt on board, yeah, I think she's going really well. She's sort of, her last sort of six runs, she's been ultra consistent, hasn't been beaten by much, so, and she just keeps stepping up. And sort of since we've been galloping her a little bit on her own and we're not leaving it on the track, I think she's just got that better turn of foot late, and hopefully she shows that today.
Commander Harry represents your stable in the South Australian Derby. He's had three runs back this prep, and he was unlucky in a VRC Derby last spring. Can he win the South Australian Derby, Nat?
Oh, I'd love to think so, but look, he's really well. He's only a small horse, but for him, he's actually looking great. He's all dappled up for a grey, and he's travelled super. He's got a video of him before on the roll, and he's bouncing around. So, yeah, obviously, you've got to beat Allegron, and you've got to beat Detonator Jack, but, we're beating sort of a length from him last time Sandown, and we were giving him sort of 3.5 kilos. So I'm hoping today with that turn around in weights, that just might give us the length that we need. But look, he'll see the trip out. He's worked up really great, and he's been consistent. And we've got Daniel Moore on board, so I don't think we can have him any better. But there's it's a good field. Obviously, being a Group One, we've got Jungle Magnate as well that won there a couple of weeks ago. The Group Two, the lead up, the chairman. So going to be a good race, but he's got a good draw, and I think he's going to just be able to jump and sit nicely sort of fifth or sixth and be off the rail a little bit where he'll have a little bit of room. He's sort of one of those horses that needs it so he doesn't get shuffled around and bumped, because he's only really probably about 15.3.
You having a bet today, Nat?
I have had a little flutter on my little Harry. He's sort of been earmarked for this race from the get-go, and just going into it fourth up. And at those sort of odds, I thought he's just a great each-way chance, And even for a place at $4.80 or $5, I think he is. I think he's probably well worth that. But he's definitely worth putting in the quaddie.
You're a bloody star, Nat. Good luck today. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
There's Natalie Young, Benny Gleeson, of course, the assistant trainer for Danny O'Brien, joins us. Good morning to you, Ben.
Morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. Geez, Miss Melbourne, she was freshening up for a really good victory at Geelong the other day, back on the 13th of April. We haven't seen her for a little while. How do you think she'll go?
She's really well. Yeah. She's down at Bowen Heads at the moment. She had a jump out last Thursday. We left the visors off. She's really switched on the last few weeks. She probably put in her most impressive jump out. She's been a very slow maturer. She's only a little filly and has always been a little bit looky and a little bit scattered, but she's a very, very switched on horse at the moment. And she gets a chance in town today, and she thoroughly deserves it. I think she can run a very credible race.
In the mare's race, race four, of course, Miss Melbourne goes around in that filly's race, which is the second. To the fourth we go, Need New Friends. She's got a wide gate to overcome. What did you make of her first up effort?
It was okay. We thought it was a pass mark. She's obviously a mare that we're trying to rediscover her form and see which shows whether her three is still on the racetrack or not, but it was a pretty quick tempo that day. She got in behind the speed in a lovely trail, but she was pretty exposed first up. So she stuck on, just basically like the cobwebs. So she's improved between the runs. She had a piece of work on Tuesday, and it really was tip top. Similar to when she was working impressively earlier on in her career and running nice races in that group company. So we're really hoping today she can rediscover her form. She's showing that on the track. And if she can't rediscover it today off a piece of work on Tuesday, then we may have to look elsewhere. But although she's has a wide gate and she'll get back, we're really hoping she can run on the track.
Can Stay Gold win first up in race eight?
Look, she's running very much out of her benchmark. There's just no races around for her in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and she was ready to get started. She had a jump out at Werribee last Thursday and travelled up really strongly. So we're just very keen to kick her off. And she deserves a place in this race given the form last prep. But there is some nice horses with a better rating and arguably some better form. So with Josh Richards, 51 kilos, we'll give her every chance to finish off. Hopefully she can just be hitting the line strongly and showing she's come back in as good a form as she was last prep.
In Adelaide, Ben, you've got Exeter that's first up in race four. Can he turn around his first up four and get the job done?
Hopefully. It's a nice race for him over there. He's drawn the good barrier. He can bounce and put himself on the speed like what we see him do at Moonee Valley all too often. If he can be thereabouts or even sitting behind him, I think he can be very competitive first up and wipe that fresh record. He's had two very solid jump outs, so he's going there probably a bit fitter than what we've had him before. So I think he can put in an impressive performance with what we've seen at the Valley.
And Bella Australis represents your stability, Chuka, on a heavy track. Should we have something on this filly in the fourth race or the third race at Echuca?
It's a little bit of a question mark given the heavy eight. We obviously don't know how she's going to get on it. We've always had the tendency of fillies through the winter months and it's off the track, just given her constitution. So she has come on nicely since that first start at Packman. Ollie did comment post-race that she feels like a filly that will appreciate wet conditions. So if she can get a nice trail from Liam in that wide gate, I would like to think that given her European breeding, she can show a bit of class and win there today. But yeah, just the wet tracks is the slight unknown at the moment.
Your best?
I guess it would probably Miss Melbourne. It'd be between her and Exeter in Adelaide, but Miss Melbourne's there, pretty rock hard fit. And I think she's a pretty class horse on her day, so hopefully she can show that today.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that, Ben.
Thanks,
there's Ben Gleeson, of course, the assistant trainer to Danny O'Brien. 20 minutes past 7, this is the first word on RSN Saturday race day. Time for a quick break. We'll come back and we'll catch up with the Causton's camp, Michael Kent Jr.
RSN's race day and the first word with Gareth Hall.
Great to be with you on this Saturday morning. There is plenty to get through here on this Saturday because it's a big day of racing right across the country. Flemington, Morpheville with the South Australian Derby, the Duma 10,000 at Eagle Farm, and then, of course, that meeting at Scone. But Dom Sutton, representing Team Causton's, of course, the assistant trainer there, joins us on the first word. I know he's out busy working horses on the beach as we speak, and he's been good enough to join us. G'day, Dom. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Morning, Gareth. How are you, mate? Good. Sorry for the wind in the background.
Oh, I love it. Who are you working?
I'm actually on the astrologist at the moment.
Oh, how is he?
He's terrific, mate. He's a pretty good order. Just come down for a little wade in the water this morning after a nice gallop yesterday.
Beautiful. When do we see him next?
He'll head to Adelaide next weekend for the good work.
Beautiful. That's great to hear the astrologist there. Make sure you hang on to him when we talk to you. We don't want to get in trouble. Magnus Spin goes around in that first race at Flemington, the two-year-old contest. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, he's a lovely colt. He's a big, strong boy. He's had the two jump outs. Been pretty impressive in both. Ollie's stuck with him in both jump outs and thought he's a really nice horse in the making. He just held on to his head there at Werribee last time just because of the shifty track. So we haven't actually seen what he's got when he comes off the bridle. So we'll learn plenty today, but he's a nice horse in the making, that's for sure.
Gut feel, can he win?
I think so. I think if he puts it all together and he knows his job once he comes off the bridle, I think he should be fighting out the finish. I think obviously the Freedies, they've got a good opinion of their two-year-old and we're drawn right next door, so if we can sort of follow him in, it should take us a long way anyway.
Talking about soft jump outs, what about Ravage the Ward? Now, she's first up in that fillies race. Your confident levels with her in the second?
Yeah, she's a really nice filly. She's not the easiest filly to train. She's sort of a bit light on and doesn't carry a huge amount of condition. But that's why she just had the two light jump outs. Just trying to get into having a nice long preparation. So we've definitely saved a little bit in the tank for deeper in the prep, but she's trialled up super. The 1100 down the straight should suit. She'll be ridden dead cold and have the last crack of them late. But really happy with the way that she's prepped up this.
She's been well supported. Any of your money, Dom?
No, I'm not a punter, Gareth.
Oh, okay.
Let's leave it to the professionals.
Ungawa goes around in Adelaide, of course, in the Adelaide Guineas over the 1600. She was scratched from Flemington. Or he was scratched from Flemington, I should say. The son of Seamus Award. What can you tell us there?
Yeah, he's a lovely horse to have in the stable. The sort of horse that goes out every time. He tries his hardest, and he's always there or thereabout. Obviously, the price in Kent horse looks very impressive in what it's done so far. So it's going to be awfully hard to beat. But I think if he gets the right run and he has a clear crack at them, I think he'll definitely be fighting out of the finisher for sure.
What's your best, Dom?
Look, I'd probably say Ravished Award. If she brings her performance from first up last prep, I think she'll be right fighting out the finish. But they're all good each way today.
Good on you, mate. Say good day to the astrologers for us. Good luck.
Will do. Cheers.
There's Dom Sutton, the assistant trainer there for Team Causton's. Michael Kent Jr. joins us. G'day, Michael.
Good morning, Gareth.
Love the content that Rosemont Stud and your stable produced the other day. Terrific insight.
Yeah, it was good. No, we had Anthony here all morning. He actually got the wrong trial time. He was here at 6 a.m. for a 10 a.m. trial, which he was quite upset about. But it gave him time to do a little Hollywood production on the colt. And yeah, we couldn't be happy with how he's going ahead of next week's Goodwood.
Yeah, that's Extreme Worry heading towards the Goodwood, of course. And he looks like that he's ready to go anyway.
Yeah, he is. He looks great. He needed to hit out at the trials. We were lucky they got a grass trial in there for us on a heavy 10 and get a good blow, and he'll have a gallop again on Tuesday morning and off to Adelaide. So certainly a nice group one for him and Jamie Carr sticks, and that'd be great to go out in the win.
I like getting behind the scenes because I see what you do, but geez, Mick Price is excellent straight on with the camera. There's a job for him there as a cameraman when he goes and interviews the jockeys after track work.
He's a natural. He's good. He's good, Mick. Yeah, definitely.
What about Elation? Geez, this horse is exciting. It's the $1.28 favourite in the Adelaide Guineas.
Yeah, look, we don't set the odds, but the horse is very exciting. He saved his best for race day. I mean, we've always liked him, and he always does things easy on the bridle, but I don't think we would have expected him to explode like he does off the bridle. He's got a real turn of foot, and he's got stamina, so they're the ingredients you need to be a really top liner. And we're very happy with him. He's arrived in Adelaide very well, and you're quite buoyed by what Mark Zara says. You know, Mark rides a lot of good colts, and he rates this guy very highly.
You were bullish about Jungle Magnate last start in Adelaide. Can he go on and win the Derby now?
I think he can. There are four main chances. We're one of them. The thing with winning these group ones is you don't want anything to go wrong in the prep, and he's had an absolutely faultless prep. Three trials, 2 mile runs, a 10 furlong run where he won leading into this, and everything's gone to plan. So I think we've drawn a nice barrier where he'll be just forward of mid-div on the outside to improve into the race, and hopefully it's good enough on the day.
What do you make of Son of Emperor in that race?
He went too keen, but yeah. His coltiness got the better of him, and he's just been wanting to hang out. So we've added a offside one cup linker and a bubble cheeker just in an attempt to get him to sort of straighten out. If we had a draw on an inside draw, we would have tried to ride him a bit more conservatively and get him to relax, but he's drawn the car park again, unfortunately, so he'll have to probably come across, and hopefully Jason can get him to relax and not fire up too much. But does look a tough task for us today.
He's a shocker, goes around in race 5 at Flemington over the 1600. He's first up, Michael. What can you tell us?
Yeah, form is probably not good enough to win, and he'll take the run, but I would say the horse has never been going better. His trials have been very sharp, and if you are having a thirst for, chuck him in just in case.
Deprivation goes around in a heat of the Silver Bowl series over the 1400, race number 6. He was brave, I thought, behind Ton of Grit at headquarters last start. Your thoughts about his chances?
Yeah, super brave. His last two, he's drawn out and had to come across and use a bit of petrol early. Today we've got a beautiful barrier where he'll get the run of the race and do no work early, and that gives him a better chance to win. In saying that, it's a stronger race than last start. So I think he's some kind of each-way chance.
What's your best today, Michael?
I think the two in Adelaide, I think obviously Elation, we'd be upset if he didn't win. And Jungle Magnate, everything's gone right for him. And it'd be nice to win a Group 1. He's going great, and I think he'll really stay today.
A few SMSs coming through. How's the golf, Michael?
I've actually torn a ligament in my shoulder at the moment, so that won't help the golf game.
4 months out. Well, we wish you the best of luck on that recovery in today.
Thank you.
There's Michael Kent Jr. Tommy Sadler joins us. G'day, Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, Gareth, how are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Jeez, it's a busy afternoon for the Sadler camp.
It is, yeah. We're going to be busier. We've pulled two out there, Sam's Image and Snow White. But, yeah, we're left with three nice chances.
Talk us through flash feeling going around in that third event. Your thoughts there?
Look, he hasn't really put in a bad performance since he's won all prep, and we weren't overly happy with which part of the track he ended up in at Sandown. He was only beaten 2¾ lengths there, and we felt the ground was far inferior where he ended up. So it was a bit of an inconclusive run. He's really bounced out of that well. He handles his racing well, and from the barrier, he'll have to go back. We've found out with him that he's better in a little bit quieter than on speed. And I think if he runs up to what he's showing us at home, he'll be very strong late and be hard to beat.
Was there any reason for that slow recovery last start?
I'm not sure. I think sometimes when horses are short price and there's not a great deal wrong with them, I think that's sometimes thrown around a little bit loosely, that term.
All right, then. Adela Moore represents your stable in race number 4, and she takes on some older mares here, but, gee, she's racing well.
She is racing well, and she obviously went up against the older horses in the Vobis Mile there the other day and acquitted herself very well. You know, she was actually meant to be running in the Guineas, but she wasn't eligible. So we took on the older horse, and she did a really good job. Back against the girls today. She's drawn a soft alley. I'd imagine her getting a good run. Not a filly that takes great deal of work, so we haven't done much with her in between runs, but she seems in good order, and I think the barrier's a big key there.
So where do you think she'll settle from that better gate?
It's hard to know, because her first start with the blinkers on at Crawford when she won, she was quite slow away, which is uncharacteristic, but it is something that horses blinkers first time can do. And then the other day, she was able to hold a prominent spot. So I would have thought if she can begin and just get the soft run behind the leaders, that would be the best scenario for her.
Okay, then in race 8, B Hunter has had a little bit of backing as well. Won nicely last start. Tougher field today. Your thoughts about his chances?
Look, he's a difficult horse to back because he always runs in the money without necessarily winning, as everyone's aware. And the only thing I can tell you about him is he's just really all preparation been in great order, and probably his racing has brought him on. Like, he's going there for his 8th run in today, and he's as well and as fresh as he was going into his 1st and 2nd. So the only reason he doesn't win very often is because the way he has to race is get back with a good speed, come to the outside of runners, because he doesn't like to finish off in amongst horses. And, you know, if that all works out, then he wins and he looks like a good horse. And if it doesn't, he looks unlucky. So if there's good speed and he's ridden accordingly, there's no reason why he can't win again.
Shall we have a bet, Tom?
I would say Flash Feeling is the best of our three. The other two, they're very competitive races and they're going well, but I think on form and knowing how the horses are, Flash Feeling's our best.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Tom Sadler. 7:35, you're with Gareth Hall. This is The First Word. We'll take a break and we'll come back with Mike Moroney, Chris Lees, Lindsay Smith and Philip Stokes.
The First Word, thanks to the TAC. Before a big day out, think of this first.
Drink. First Word with Gareth Hall.
Let's head out to Flemington once again and catch up with Mike Moroney. Good morning to you, Mike.
Yeah, morning.
General Firepower was unlucky there the other day at Sandown. Are you happy with him?
Yeah, look, he put blinkers on him, Gareth. He just wouldn't get going at all when he got back and wanted to run away from horses and came to the outside and one sort of pushed him out of the way and he looks as his race was all over. Chock went back to the inside and then he actually finished off really well. So we put blinkers on and we're thinking that that's going to really help him a lot. He's got the abilities to get it out of him now.
So do you think the blinkers will do the trick and switch him right on?
look, he's been one that all the way through, all the work riders have always said that he's always been shy of other horses, and he's always showed the signs he needed them on. But when he won at Cranbourne and came down the outside and went pretty straight, I thought, well, maybe they were, you know, we've been wrong, and so I didn't put them on. But now, you know, after watching his last run, he said he needs them on now.
I've had a chat to you on a few occasions about English King, and you've always had faith in this son of Camelot, the former European galloper. But I was watching you there at Flemington in the mounting yard after the race, and you could see the smile on your face when he hit the line strongly behind Steel Prince. Can he win an Andrew Ramsden and book himself into a Melbourne Cup?
I think he can. He's not well off at the weights, is the only thing, but in saying that, if he brings us English form, it doesn't matter what weight he's got. He's got the right form. And I think we're getting there with him. Look, he's a lovely horse to deal with, especially now he's gelded. That's probably the mistake we made. We left him a colt for a while, and a stallion. So he just has taken, you know, and he'll take this prep to get it out of the system, and then away he'll go. But he'll just keep improving. And he just shows us the signs now that he's starting to really come right. And enjoy the whole thing. I don't think he was early days. He was, as a stallion, was thinking of other things, and just take that little while. But he's an out-and-out stayer, which is a good, because that's what we bought him for. And when you just spend money on those sort of horses, well, you're hoping that you're right, and we couldn't find any reason why he wasn't racing as well as what he should be. Lovely sound sort of horse, and he hasn't really got any problems at all. So I'm sure that we've got two or three seasons of nice racing in them, and we'll win them in the long term, you know.
Should we have $10 on any of your runners, Mike?
I would be backing both of them. Beautiful. Each way, yeah.
Might have $10 on each and then a $5 all up.
That'll be very nice.
That'll do us.
Nice, if you got it.
And I'll shout, if it wins, I'll go to the bakery for you guys at Flemington next week. Wayne can pick it up.
I don't think we need the bakery by the look of all of us at the moment.
I'll get the sushi or something then. Good on you, Mike.
Okay, thanks, Gareth.
It's Mike Moroney. Chris Leash joins us. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Gareth.
Can Lunacy's win at Andrew Ramsden?
Yeah, I think he can. He's arrived down here in good order. I'm looking forward to seeing him on a drier track and what he's found over the autumn in Sydney. Been quite testing, but a little gap between runs. I think it'll suit him. I think he'll race up to his best.
How difficult has it been for the trainers in New South Wales to get your horses just to continue to back up after racing on these bottomless tracks?
Oh, look, we've all been in the same boat, so from that point of view, it's okay. But look, it's been testing time for everyone, but people in worse positions, of course. But the tracks, especially the Sydney tracks, they've really copped it. But well, we're fortunate enough in Newcastle we didn't get quite as much of that weather, but still been a tough time.
Congratulations to yesterday. It's been a wonderful start for your stable, for that Scone Carnival, especially taking out the Cup yesterday. Can you continue that form into some of the features this afternoon? We'll start with your mares in the Dark Jewel Classic, Never Talk and Wannabar.
Yeah, they'll both be suited by the softer ground. They both race very well in it. Similar type of race at Hawkesbury a fortnight ago. Under the handicap conditions, I'd suggest Never Talk's probably in a little better. Both drawn off the track, but as I seen yesterday, they're getting a little wide, so they'll both be strong late if they get the right tempo up front.
The Bopper in the Hortensia?
Yeah, fresh off a short let up. He'll be giving away a bit of start. Probably would have liked it just a touch firmer than what it is, but another one will be ridden to hit the line.
What about Setarita in the Denise's Joyce?
Looks a little outgraded, yep. But happy to give her a try at Stakes Company, being a valuable filly, but might look a touch outgraded.
Can Redoute's Image win race 5?
Yeah, she can. She's going really well. I'm pleased with how she's come back as preparation. She gets it nicely with Dylan's claim, and she gets a soft run from a good draw, so she'll get a chance.
And you've got runners, of course, at Eagle Farm, Newcastle, the Sunshine Coast, everywhere, Chris. So what's Chris Lees's best?
I think Acquitted will run very well in the last at Eagle Farm, and I think Lunchy's down here is probably our best chance.
Okay, so race 9, number 4, Acquitted. Good on you, Chris. Thanks for that.
Thank you. Cheers.
There's Chris Lees joining us there, going through his runners right across the country. We might hear from Sam Friedman. He's got, of course, Warning going around in the Andrew Ramsden.
Yeah, I suppose he can win because he's probably got, you know, the most runs on the board of all the horses there, and he never runs a bad race there at Flemington. I actually think he's probably, you know, he likes a bit of sting out of the ground, but not, you know, Warrnambool was just too heavy for him. He couldn't really pick his feet up, so he'll probably appreciate a slightly better surface, and you know, if he can get himself, you know, up near the speed somewhere, now having had that run under his belt, he should be fighting out the finish somewhere.
And Graham Begg's got a really good team in this afternoon, including two strong chances in the fourth race at Flemington for the mares, and I think he's leading towards Vespertine over Butter Chicken. He's great.
Well, I'd say probably the fitness. She's up and racing and had a solid preparation. Just drawn a tad awkward, 12 gates, so she's probably going to have to take a medicine and go back, and she's a bit reliant on speed of the race and if they can run on. So, but she's in good form, and I think she comes in very well with the claim for Logan McNeil. So, you know, that's another plus. So, you know, hopefully it'll see her, you know, run very well.
Philip Stokes has got a wonderful team engaged at Flemington, and he joins us now on the First Word. Good morning to you, Philip.
Yeah, good morning.
Lyrical Lad, what did you make of Lyrical Lad there first up?
First up was very good. Second up, looked poor on the eye, but he was probably on the worst part of the track and just didn't pan out. I forgive him, and I think he can bounce back.
So he's worth an each-way play then at the $16 in race five?
Definitely.
Geez, Aaron Bay was pretty good there the other day. Goes around in race number six and has been well supported. Are you happy with him?
Yeah, he's a nice horse. He still does things wrong. He probably laid in, did a few things that cost him the race the other day, but he's taken good improvement. He's run at the 1400 at Flemington last prep meet. It was good. So I think he goes there in good order and is probably one of our best chances.
Okay. Blasero's had some backing in the same race first up.
Yeah, he's a nice horse too. He's just got the barrier to contend with, which, you know, we'll have to obviously go back and ride him for a bit of luck. He's capable, but, the barrier is the problem.
In race 8, Aqua Girl, I've watched that replay a few times. I still can't believe she was beaten there first up. Can she go one better second up?
Look, she's going really well. 1400's a query. I'm proving at the trip. She's going to be probably sold at the broodmare sale coming up, so we thought we'd have a try at the stumps. If she can run it out, she's an each-way chance.
What's your gut feel about her running out the 1400 then?
I don't have a question mark on it. I think she's pretty much an out-and-out sprinter, but anyway, we go there. We've got nothing to lose.
Whipcracker Way looks a strong chance in the final event there at Flemington this afternoon in race number 9. You've also got Huffington engaged at this at a big price. What can you tell us?
Yeah, Huffington, she tries hard. She's got up in the ratings. She's sort of done most of her racing in Adelaide and probably handicapped out of it. Trialled up good. Is she up to this? Not. We'll see. She'll try hard, but, you know, if she runs top four, I'll be happy. And the other horse, he went really good the other day. He's had one go down the straight and didn't run that good, but I'd forgive him for that, and I think he's an each-way chance.
And you've got some nice chances in Adelaide as well. Is there a standout there, Phil?
Oh, not really. Defiant Dancer resumes. His first up form's okay. Call Me Shameless, last start winner. He's going okay. Andy Dazzle tries hard, but, you know, they're all sort of, you know, I haven't got a standout there, no.
All right, then what's your best for the day?
I think Aaron Bay and Lyrical Lad.
Love your work. Good work. Thanks for that, Philip.
Thank you.
There's Phil Stokes there. 7:47, you're with Gareth Hall and RSN Saturday Race Day. This is the First Word. Before we take a break, let's hear from Graham Begg on Dosh. He's a very good mare resuming this afternoon in that final event. He's great.
Yeah, certainly. She had a nice jump out a couple of weeks ago, and it's brought her up to speed. She's had a very interrupted preparation, unfortunately, for us. Stop-start. So a few different niggly issues, and she just wasn't right to go back to the race. So we had to take our medicine and just wait and get her back on track. And we picked this race out, and we thought that, you know, she wasn't going to be that badly treated with the sex allowance, and then we were claiming on her. So brings her in with 57.5, you know.
Yeah, and she does take on the older horses, Dosh, the filly there with the claim for Logan McNeil, but she's had some good backing at $3.80, and I think that was a good enough push from Graham. So a big day in Queensland, of course, with the Doobin 10,000 at Group 1 level, and they're racing at Eagle Farm, and this is an amazing reading, the Riser website today. They've had 140 millimetres the last 7 days, and at the track ratings, a soft six there at Eagle Farm. Tony Golan joins us. He's got a big team engaged, including four runners in the Tab Doobin 10,000. Good morning to you, Tone.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth.
I guess Isotope was 100-1 to start in the Doobin 10,000 at the start of the week, but once this meeting was transferred to Eagle Farm, do you give her a big chance?
Yeah, it certainly helps her. You're right. She was absolutely no chance at all. Wednesday, if we had been at Doobin, I'd say actually the meeting would be no chance of being able to be run today if we were at Doobin. So it gave great certainty, and it certainly gave me a bit of certainty for this man's preparation. It allowed me to run today, which has been a target race for some time. I couldn't be more happy with her. I think she'll handle this, the track conditions here today. I think she'll run very well.
Can you split your four? You've got Vega 1, Baller and Sue Stoll also engaged in the Group 1.
Isotope's clearly the pick of my four. Out of the other three, I mean, they're all very, very, very different. You know, Vega 1 probably still needs one more run. His fitness is just not there yet. His ability and his quality is there. But he probably just needs to come on fitness-wise. I think we'll see that again today. We'll see a much better performance. Zoo Style, he's obviously got to get to this sort of level. He's the natural leader in the race. He'll run along. He's the one they've all got to catch. And Baller, he didn't handle the really good ground here the other day. This track will suit him getting his tail into it, and you'll see a big improvement today, just whether he's up to that Group 1 weight for age company.
Can Ashgrove be the best stayer in the rough habit there with Jamie Carr aboard in race 7?
Look, he should have finished a lot closer to character the other day at Eagle Farm. There's no doubt about that. I'm not saying he beat it, but he should have certainly finished closer. The barrier probably hasn't helped me today. It'll be very interesting to see how this track plays as far as any bias, etc. early. I think the distance won't bother him, and I think Jamie Carr's a great bookie.
How do you think the track will play? You know it better than anyone.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a good question. I probably suspect the inside mightn't be where you want to be. It just walked a little bit soft on the corner there yesterday afternoon. We haven't stopped raining all night and all morning. It's only just stopped now. With the big camber we have on this track, you just would think the inside is going to cut up and they will be coming off fence a little bit. But I'll be very interested to see these first few races.
How are you going? And the trainers there in Brisbane, I saw some pictures there at Breakfast Creek at the Trots, and I felt for them after what they've been through, mate. It just never stops. You think that you've been through the toughest times and then it happens again.
Yeah, look, we're very lucky, mate, honestly. Like, I know Rob's stables gets a bit of water when they get that really heavy rain and get a bit of like flash flooding sort of stuff. But on the whole, we don't have a wet horse. You know, they're nice and dry when they get back to their box and everything's in order. So we're very lucky in here. It's a terrific training facility. Our stables are fantastic. So we don't worry too much on losing sleep when it rains like that. There's a whole lot people a lot worse off than us, that's for sure.
And you've got a host of runners at Eagle Farm. Should we be having a bet?
I think so. I think we can start the day pretty good with Shamaton, to be honest, in race one. And, you know, then as the day goes on, how that track plays. But quite like him in race one. I think Capital Tower's a really nice two-year-old too today. And I think if the track is true to that soft six rating, which I probably think it is, he certainly is a very good chance.
So Capital Tower in the Spirit of Boom Classic, a race that I guess you would love to win. And Shamaton goes around in the first with Jamie Carr aboard, horse number 6. Good on you, Tone. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Cheers,
there's
mate.
Tony Golan there. Count the Rupee. Geez, Luke Price was bullish about his chances in the Victory Stakes in Brisbane at his last start. And let's hear what he has to say about Count the Rupee's chances in the Doobin 10,000.
Oh, I do. The last time Marzu got beat was by a horse called Count the Rupee here at Kembla Green. Mm. Now, albeit Marzu was a three-year-old colt, and he's obviously had that operation now, and he's been sensational since. But I go up there with from the good gate. He just naps really well again. The horse certainly hasn't gone backwards, and I'm going up there full of confidence that he'll run extremely well.
Looking at that market with the tab there for the Doobin 10,000, you got a good push there from Tony Golan regarding his star mare Isotope. Now, she's rated an $11 hope. She's Count the Rupee, still excellent each way value at $10. Kemantari, well, Team Cummings were looking for some kangaroos. Kemantari, remember when he bounced back to some form and broke his drought there at Ascot? He was staying at Jimmy Taylor's place and he went out to the farm and he spotted a few kangaroos and it just inspired him. And he won for Chrissy Parnham on the final day of that summer carnival there in Perth, and I was just reading on social media the team's looking for some kangaroos in Eagle Farm just to get him in the zone, Kamentari. But Nash is back aboard. He's at $6.50. Roth Fires at $12. He'd be pretty happy that that meeting's being transferred as well. So, and Marsu, we're hoping to catch up with the Snowdens, but I heard Peter on Michael Felgate's show during the week, and he's pretty happy with Marsu, who's unbeaten since he's been gelded, and he's a $3.10 chance. Sean Cosgrove, good morning to you, Cosy.
Good morning, Gareth.
Flemington.
Yeah, the Chowry and a good four. The rail's out 2 metres the entire circumference there today. And we've got a total of 21 of them, 3 mil in the last 24 hours in the week. Now, race one, put out number one, Don't Change, number one. Race two, one, I Am Me, number one. Third event, one, Umgawa, nine, Kyokushin, and 11, Bring the Stars, 1, 9, 11. The fourth, 13, Kiss and Cry, number 13. Race five, seven, The Big Buzz, 17, Estrada, 18, Tinandali, and 20, Vitruvius. 7, 17, 18, and 20. Sixth event, 5, three subterranean, 4, The Art of Flying, 14, Cheerful Moment, 15, Bella Rouge, and 16, Rasheen. 3, 4, 14, 15, 16. Race 7, number 7, Snow a Lot, number 7. Race 8, 4, Great Again, 5, Lightning Jack, 19, Mr. Exclusive, and 20, He's the Real Deal. 4, 5, 19, 20. Race 9, number 8, Sam's Image, number 8. Now, no late scratchings, couple of riders. In the 5th, 3, Duke of Plumpton is Craig Williams. C. Williams on number 3. Also in race 5, 4, Kipps, Brett Preble. B. Preble on 4. 11, slip into this, is Celine Gaudray. Celine Gaudray on 11. And a couple of duplicates in the 8th, 10 Mystery Shots, Craig Newitt. And also 17, Triple Missile. 16, Aqua Girl, Alana Kelling. She's also an 18, B Hunter. That'll be sorted out a little later on. But Shawi, the rail out two, and it's a good four there.
Yeah, and it'll remain a good four for the remainder of the day, according to Liam O'Keefe. When we had a chat to him this morning, they'll probably get to the centre of the track for most of the straight races. The two-year-olds, most likely, as they always do, looking for the inside rail. But hopefully the showers stay away, but we shouldn't get too much rain in a Melbourne town. Just having a look at the Doomin 10,000. There's no scratchings there. And in the Derby, T-Waters comes out in Adelaide. So that is the only scratching there, along with Bring the Stars. Terrific day of racing right across the country, Cosin. Your great mate and a great mate of everybody in racing, Rodney Griffiths, his funeral will be on Monday at Cranbourne, mate.
Yeah, 1 o'clock Monday afternoon
at the race course.
At the race course, yeah.
Yep.
It'll be conducted there. And I think it'll be a pretty big day and a wonderful farewell for Griffo as well. On Monday afternoon, so Monday was the day chosen because it's a quieter day for racing and people can get there. So let's hope everyone turns up, pays tribute to him, supports the family on the day.
And you wear a few hats, you're helping with
conducting the service, which is a real honour. To be doing that for a good mate. Known Griffo since the mid-80s, probably. And we had a lot of fun together, won a few races and a few decent ones and a few ordinary ones, as you do. But I tell you what, he was just one of those blokes. He loved the pokies. That's well documented that he had troubles walking past one, unfortunately. But a lovely bloke. And I tell you what, when he came out in the mounted yard to ride a horse for you, he looked every owner in the eye, engaged with every single one. And when you legged him up, you knew he was on your side 100%.
Superstar, and there'd be a wonderful celebration him there on Monday at Cranbourne. The Melbourne Form Panel to follow the news with Johnny Bowden, Dean Lester, Warren Huntley, David Gately, Nicholas Quinn will be ready to go straight after 8.